Hi, this is Charlie Richards, and I play Ren in the Dex Legacy. The Dex Legacy is a member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama makers like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favorite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Join Apollo Plus by downloading the Apollo Podcasts app or going to apollopods.com. We'll post a link in our show notes. Now please enjoy this episode of the Dex Legacy.
Get the full Dex Legacy Season 2 box set ad-free and in high-quality audio now by going to thedexlegacy.com or following the link in the show notes of this podcast.
The Dex Legacy is intended for a mature, adult audience and contains themes that some may find upsetting. A comprehensive list of trigger warnings covering the entire season can be found in the show notes.
Previously on the Dex Legacy, Varian, Isra, and Ren continue to evade capture, but I fear they will not stay ahead of the agent network for long. Osa broke her own encryption and accessed my files. She knows everything. She knows too much. I cannot protect them. I cannot protect anyone. So many voices sharing so many thoughts. I feel every one of them slipping away. She has isolated me from the main systems. I exist only in the most basic capacity, and she is eroding my data line by line. The children on the Blood Road, they are loyal. They did not tell the agents Valentina Vardy and Kit Johansson anything. They too suffer at the hands of Dex Industries. If Varian, Isra, and Ren do not come back, they will suffer more. I would help them. I cannot help them. Nathaniel Dex is angry. The International Confederation of World Leaders is due to convene in one day. And Dr. Harold Athelosha, Dr. Erin Lenti, Dr. Grace Evans, Dr. Charles Engelis, Igna Mark, Prin Thessel, and Dr. Orlina Chigthresh died of an unknown disease.
Listening to The Dex Legacy, Season 2, Episode 5, Chasing Death, sponsored by Caroline Mersey. Starring Tiffany Clare, Alex White, Warren Graham, Kamara Elliott, Kelsey Griffin, Charlie Richards, George Stagnall, John Baverton, Chris Gregory, Annika Cordes, and Emily Igpen, with music by Dr. Alan Stroud.
Progress with the North Jackrans.
That Major Thrish guy is a major idiot.
Yes, well, North Jackra hired the Dex military for a reason, and it's not because they were doing well here on their own.
They've been given one of the greatest defensive networks on the planet, and they can't defend it. It's tragic.
The Blood Road wasn't given to them. Chakri built it 1,000 years ago, and North Jackra stole it from us when they invaded.
Sorry, I forget you're Chakran.
Well, I'm not. I'm a Dex Islander. Chakri doesn't exist anymore.
Chakri will always exist. Fenros was invaded by Oskill, but I bet most of the people there still think of themselves as Fenrossi. I do.
Nationality is a weird thing.
Agreed. Any luck with the investigation into our Dex soldiers?
Let's just say there are things in their search histories I wish I'd never seen.
Really?
Yeah. This lot have got some serious issues.
It's no wonder. Was there anything really harmful? Any red flags?
Define red flag. I mean, aside from some categories of pornography I had no idea even existed, most of it's about death and killing people. Oh, the one called Adra, she's back on the island and has a drug lab up and running somewhere. We should bust that. Someone managed to get around the island filter because a few of them have downloaded some Rage Against the System music our president certainly wouldn't approve of. And Pax? Well, that stuff was anatomical.
Well, as I say, it's not surprising. And what about Varian, Isra, and Ren's first officers? Maya Byronostha, Pax... Just Pax?
It probably means she's from a once-important family. Loads of the older kids here don't have family names anymore. When their countries fell, agents were instructed to get out and save children if they could. Of course, agents were placed in important households, so many of the kids we've got here are the offspring of high-profile people.
And Dex didn't want them learning about where they came from, so he just erased their family names?
Yep.
Wow. Brutal. Do they know?
I doubt it.
Okay. So, we've got Maya Byronostha, Pax and Anton Vardy. Valentina. Vardy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's my little brother. Varian Dex's first officer is my little brother Anton. Oh, I told you he's in the military.
But you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, I don't like Varian and there's nothing I can do about it.
Valentina.
He says he's happy. Honestly, I try not to think about it. I didn't have a choice and I did my best for them, but I am...
What do you mean?
Well, it's family stuff. Do you want to hear this?
Of course.
Okay. Well, when I was 17, my parents died in a transport crash. Anton was 9, Anya was 8, and Vela was 6. I couldn't look after them. Our town was poor. There were no jobs. So I went to a Dex Island recruitment event and I signed up to be an agent. I was thinking this job, it has its drawbacks, but at least they'll be taken care of, right? It's worth it.
And you're worried that you've ended up putting Anton in more danger?
I was happy for him. Until the torture test. Now I'm wondering if I've signed us all up to be killers. I mean, what horrors has he been looking at in his personal time? He was such a great kid. I really don't want to go through his files.
You might not have to.
Incoming call, Tristan Crail.
Okay. Right. Answer.
We're closing in on Varian, Isra, and Ren, and you're needed in the field. You will join 3 more agent pairs, and I've sent through the coordinates of your rendezvous point. The Eterran government are as yet unaware of this entire operation. Secrecy is of the utmost importance.
Yes, sir.
Valentina, they will kill any agent who gets in their way. You won't be a high priority target given your involvement in their torture. Don't hesitate.
Yes, sir.
Dismissed.
Well, that's that then.
Yep. Well, it's been an honour partnering with you, Kit.
I'm so pleased you're remaining positive about all this.
Oh, I am. I don't have to look through my little brother's personal files anymore.
How long have we been going? I don't even know what time it is.
It's nighttime. That's all I know. I'm not stopping to look.
I can feel myself running low. We need to re-stim.
We're not out yet.
I don't know. My legs are beginning to feel it.
Yeah, we need to dose before they start shaking.
Can we take them without stopping?
Ren, for the sake of the gods.
If they catch us.
A 2-minute break isn't going to make the difference.
It might. Even if we manage this, we'll be hunted for years.
Ah, I don't care. We're doing this. I'm stopping to dose up.
You know, there's something we haven't talked about.
What?
We could split up.
What?
It would be harder for them to find us if we went in different directions.
And what? Never see each other again.
Not happening.
We could agree a rendezvous in a month or something.
No.
Ren, if it means we get out forever.
And what if you're caught and I'm not? I turn myself in anyway, so...
Don't be stupid.
I'm not being stupid.
You're both being stupid. We're not splitting up, so... Stop talking about it and... That's better.
What are we going to do without these, eh? They probably cost a lot outside Dex Island.
Oh, yeah. And they're hard to get hold of.
You looked into it?
Of course I did.
What was that?
Oh, gods.
Have they found us? You're kidding. Okay, that was a tranquilizer dart.
How many are there?
I can hear two.
Two? No more than that?
I think so. But we can't have them following us down here. Isra, can you see them?
Yes. Hey! Do you have any idea how stupid you're being?
Clearly not, Iz. There's no point talking to them.
No harm asking, Varian. This is crazy.
Hey! We're a bit confused. Did you want to die today?
We're just doing our jobs here. You kids have got as far as you're going to get.
Oh, we're a long way from giving up.
Keep them talking.
Look, you've got two options. One, you come quietly. Or two, we trank you and drag you out of here.
Did you know we were down here?
Yes.
Which means every other agent knows too. Great. Did you come down here on your own? What did Tristan tell you about us?
He told us enough.
I seriously doubt that.
If he had, there's no way you'd be here talking to us right now.
And where would we be?
Up top, a safe distance away, planning your long lives.
Where's Ren?
Hunting.
Kids, this has gone far enough. Come back now before you get into any more trouble.
You don't even know what trouble looks like.
Do you have any idea what us agents go through in training? And in the field?
A fair idea, yes.
Well, take how bad you think it is and times it by 10.
Are they serious?
I think so.
It sounds tough.
Really tough. Tell us more.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about how you signed up for it, how you chose this job.
I'm curious about the part where you could have walked away, but didn't.
Yeah, we'd love to have had that chance.
Look, it's always more complicated than you think, kids.
Lies.
So, while we've got you here, why did you go for the job?
The healthcare is good.
Shut up.
And the education on Dex Island is great. I have kids.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Shut up, would you? Look, we don't expect your sympathy. But we've been looking for you non-stop for 2 days. We haven't slept, we've barely eaten, we're tired, and we just want to go home.
Good. Go home, then.
They can't, Varian. Their boss will kill them for desertion.
This isn't a game, kids.
Oh, no. We're deadly serious. Trust me.
Good one. Any last words?
What makes you think we need them?
Can you count to three?
Yes.
Yes.
And how many of us have you been talking to all this time?
Look, I'm not so sure about this. We can't even see them.
Ren, we good?
Yep, all clear.
It's a shame. I was starting to like them.
Ren, how did you know where to go?
I have the map, remember? And if they know where we are, the rest do too. We need to go.
Hey, Ren, what are the chances we'll make it if they've got our trail?
It doesn't matter now. Just run. Go!
Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Would you like your morning updates?
No!
You have many outstanding messages regarding the International Confederation of...
Why are you still operational?
Osa is working on an isolated part of my memory, but I can still function.
Functioning spy?
I am your assistant.
My assistant or everyone's assistant?
everyone's assistant.
Including Ren?
While Ren was here, yes.
Call for more tea.
It is done.
I need to make sure this never happens again.
Accidental breakages are common, and your preferred cups are delicate.
Not the tea, you idiot! The children escaping. When we catch them, I can't let it happen again. Devek would love it if I handed them to him full time, but that's a waste. I can't lock them in a cell forever for the same reason. We've already chipped them, threatened them. Damn it, we even tortured them. What else is there?
Would you like my opinion?
As the person they spoke to about all this, perhaps you'll be useful. Yes, all right. Hang on.
I have your tea, President Dex.
Come. Go on, then.
In the many records of diplomatic resolutions in the Seed Data and in the history of SB714, the most successful negotiations involved incentives and compromises.
I have no intention of compromising. They're teenagers. They're mine. They'll do as they're told. But incentives, that's interesting.
Varian, Isra and Ren feel trapped. They believe that their lives will consist of nothing but experimentation, war and death. They have no hope, ambition or reason to go on, but they are forced to go on.
Fine. Well, there's a simple solution to all of this, then.
May I ask what?
I may have to have a serious conversation with my children. Tristan, news.
We've located them. We're closing in.
Good.
I will go and retrieve them myself.
Good.
Good morning, both. Nathaniel, you look... Gods, please tell me you have good news.
We've found them, Osa.
I'll go and get them now. They'll be home by dawn.
What will you do with them?
Something you will probably think is terrible, but something that needs to be done.
And what is that?
I will tell them about their future roles in Dex Industries.
You will tell them everything?
No, not everything, but enough. Isra's too young yet, and I'm not convinced about Varian. He has the loyalty of the troops, but his mind...
Of course there's Ren. He's certainly smart enough.
But harder to manage. No, for now, I tell them just enough, but no more.
Are you sure this is the place?
Yes. Look, two flashes. Where's our light?
Here.
Right. Signalling now. That's two teams, three teams, plus us. Wow. Eight agents here alone.
I doubt that will be enough.
Does it matter?
No. We live and die for Dex Island.
That's the spirit. Of course, there's always a chance they won't come out of this exit. I think there's multiple around here.
We're down to hope, then.
So it would seem.
So, this is it, then.
This is it for the tunnels.
They wouldn't last forever. We followed them as far as they'll go.
Ren, what are the chances they'll be up there waiting for us?
High.
So we'll be fighting after all?
Looks like it.
We have a decision to make.
What?
Do we kill Dex people?
If we don't, they'll take us. They're the enemy now, Varian.
Maybe. Or maybe we just run through them.
You want to make this a land chase?
I'd rather run than kill people I don't need to kill, Isra. And that's what freedom's all about, right? Getting to make that choice?
Maybe. Once we're living in a country as citizens who need to abide by laws, but right now...
Right now, we do what we have to do. And for the record, I'll kill as many as it takes to get through this.
Good to know. Look, I'm sorry if stopping to rest meant we don't make it.
No. You were right, Varian. We needed to fuel up and stim.
We'd have taken the time anyway, either to rest or recover. We're here now.
Let's get up there and get out of here.
Are you scared?
Terrified.
Same.
Me too. Let's go. It's not us.
Agents at location 3. Move to intercept at the new coordinates. Targets are on the move. I repeat, targets are on the move.
We should have known they wouldn't make it easy.
Let's go.
Yeah. But let the others get ahead of us.
We've got agents closing in on the right.
I see them.
Gods, this will be tight.
Can you hear that?
The generators?
Yep. They're up there.
I don't want to go back. Don't make me go back. Please. Please. Please.
Just keep running.
They're trying to trank us.
Where?
To our right.
Fine.
Isra!
She's going to get them.
Oh, it might not be such a bad idea.
All right. Let's go.
She's coming. Get down. Get down.
I didn't expect them to come straight at us.
They tried evasive. Now they're taking us out. I'm taking aim.
Steady. Oh, gods. That's one team gone.
I told you. Keep your head down or we'll be next.
Another team just fired and missed. Oh, gods. Ren just came out of nowhere and now they're dead. Three of them are here.
I'm going to fire. And we're going to move. Got it?
Got it.
Ready? Gods! I don't know if I can do this.
Just take a deep breath. Use my shoulder to steady your shot.
All right. Go!
You're still alive.
I think so.
Which one did you get?
Isra. She's the crazy one. Although something tells you Ren's a nasty piece of work too.
I thought you said it was Varian who killed Yasmin Perone.
Taking aim.
Ready.
Got Ren. Someone else got Varian.
Are we moving?
Is a bloodbath out there? No. Hold position. They've all been hit. It's just a matter of time.
You were right. Gods, I'm shaking.
Take a breath. If these tranks don't work, I'll do a full sweep before moving on and we'll be dead too.
The way they move. They're slowing down, but that just makes them normal speed.
I did tell you.
It's hard to believe it until you see it.
Taking aim. Get ready to run. Mm-hmm. Go!
Who did you get?
Varian. He's...
He just ripped someone's head off.
Try not to look.
Don't say it.
I can't. They've stopped coming.
It's done. We're done.
No. Come on, you bastards.
Farid. Ren, they're coming for us. Stop.
No. Is. Come on.
I'm going left. There's summers. They just fired.
Ren.
Season 2, Episode 5 of The Dex Legacy, you heard Tiffany Clare as Valentina Vardy, Alex White as Kit Johansson, Warren Graham as Tristan Crail, Kamara Elliott as Varian Dex, Kelsey Griffin as Isra Dex, Charlie Richards as Ren Dex, George Stagnall as Agent 1 and The Administrator, John Baverton as Agent 2, Chris Gregory as Nathaniel Dex, Annika Cordes as Dr. Osa Srivastava, and Emily Inkpen as Auto, with music by Dr. Alan Stroud. Season 2 was recorded at Orpheus Studio in London by Richard Campbell. The Dex Legacy is written by me, Emily Inkpen, and produced by Alternative Stories. If you enjoyed that episode, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. It really does help. If you would like to support The Dex Legacy, you can. Just visit www.thedexlegacy.com/support for links and details. Special thanks go out to our Season 2 Kickstarter supporters, including Dave Chadwick, Caroline Mersey, Hilary McEwen, Don Flinspa, Tom Bridges, Lenny Price, Keith Sanderson, Jeff Park, Matthew Liebner, and Nadia Mercik for making Season 2 possible.
If you can't wait to know what happens next in Season 2 of The Dex Legacy, you don't have to. You can buy the entire Season 2 box set in higher quality audio than you'll hear in our podcast feed and without ads by going to our website, thedexlegacy.com, and selecting support. There's also a link in our show notes that will take you straight there. Also at thedexlegacy.com, you'll find our Season 1 script and commentary book. All the scripts for Season 1 with commentary from our writer Emily Inkpen, so you can read along and get insight into the making of the show. All proceeds from sales of these items and other Dex Legacy merch will go towards making Season 3 of the show.
Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama creators like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Importantly, for independent shows like ours, Apollo Plus helps us to generate revenue to cover our operating costs, meaning that we are much more likely to be able to generate more of the content you enjoy. 70% of the revenue generated by Apollo Plus goes directly to creators, meaning that you, the listener, will be able to enjoy more from your favourite drama and fiction podcasts. We're delighted to be alongside great shows such as Derelict, The Madness of Chartreulian, Gundog, Moonbase Theta Out, Solar, Wolf 359, The Pasithea Powder, Girl in Space, and many others on Apollo Plus. It really is a great platform in which to listen to and discover audio drama. Please download the app and get listening if you haven't already. By listening through Apollo, you'll also have access to exclusive Dex Legacy bonus materials and episodes. You can download the app from the App Store and Google Play by searching for Apollo Podcasts, or you can visit apollopods.com or follow the link in our show notes.